You're listening to SBS News.
Novavax is now available in Australia. The protein-based vaccine was expected to be in use from February 21st, but a rapid review from the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which gave the vaccine a 100% approval rating, means it's ready earlier. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the vaccine involves two doses at 3 weeks apart.
Those that for their own personal circumstances have either waited or been unable to take the other vaccines, well, this is a new choice. We already have one of the highest rates of vaccination in the world, but after today, there are no excuses for anybody.
Mr. Hunt says an application for Novavax to be used as a booster shot will come before the TGA soon. The Health Minister also announced an extension of the emergency period under the Biosecurity Act to April 17th. The extension means the five existing emergency requirements will remain in place to help the country mitigate the lingering effects of the Omicron wave. These requirements include mandatory testing and mask wearing for international flights, restrictions on outbound travel for unvaccinated Australians, and restrictions on the entry of cruise vessels. It also means measures to prevent price gouging on rapid antigen tests will continue, and restrictions will remain in place to protect remote communities in the Northern Territory. Minister Hunt says the emergency health orders will remain in place to protect vulnerable Australians.
We will review these on a continuous basis and any can be taken away based on the medical advice at any time. Importantly, that means that we will retain the double vaccination requirement for people entering Australia, but as of the 21st, that will be open to all visa categories so long as people have been double vaccinated, so tourists are coming back to Australia.
It comes as the Immunisation Authority, ATAGI, changes its advice on booster shots, now using the term up-to-date rather than fully vaccinated. People aged 16 and over will need to get a third dose within 6 months of their primary course to be considered up-to-date. It does not apply to international travellers arriving in Australia. The New South Wales government says they too will be mandating a third dose for aged care workers. Premier Dominic Perrottet says he will continue to seek advice on booster shots for other essential services.
We'll work through from a cabinet perspective. I'll take health advice and obviously consult with the health minister in relation to those specific areas where we have mandated a two-dose vaccination as we move through this next phase.
It comes as the New South Wales government's handling of COVID-19 is criticised in a Senate hearing. New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association's Shay Candish told the Canberra Inquiry that the state government had grossly undervalued healthcare workers during the pandemic. She said they now need to prove that it will invest in the sector or risk losing a large part of the healthcare workforce.
Giving them access to things like COVID leave when they have COVID would be a really good start. Just basic fundamental principles that really recognise how challenging their working conditions have been, like pay and like staffing, would be such you know, a long way to provide some hope into this sector, because right now there is no hope. That's why our members are taking action.
Victoria is also re-evaluating the situation in the healthcare sector, with plans to end its three-week code brown on Monday, following a steady decline in COVID hospitalisations. A further increase to non-urgent elective surgery also begins on Monday, including private hospitals being able to perform up to 50% of all elective surgery in Melbourne and up to 75% in regional areas. Health Minister Martin Foley says he is considering further easing of hospital restrictions if COVID infection rates and staff absenteeism continue to fall.
We're confident that while still going to be very, very busy, that we are in a position to safely lift the code brown alert, whilst in many respects looking to build on the cooperation and the system-wide protections that we're able to put in place through that pandemic code brown alert.
Further north, Queensland has announced a $200 million package targeting international airlines, ahead of the borders reopening on February 21st. The cash injection is a joint venture between Queensland's international airports and the state government to help the recovery of their tourism industry. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the package will translate to 5.31 million airline seats per year and 24,100 jobs annually by 2025.
This is a large injection. We've been supporting the tourism economy, especially those businesses that have been affected by COVID during the pandemic, to the tune of $1 billion. But this is that added incentive.
Meanwhile, Western Australia is tackling an increase in new COVID cases, with 51 new local infections. The number is up from 37 the day before, with 99 new cases in total, including interstate and overseas arrivals. The state has also reported its second COVID death since the start of the pandemic, a man in his 70s who was not vaccinated. Premier Mark McGowan says Omicron has well and truly arrived in the state, but it's no cause for panic.
The news of 51 local cases may shock some, and we can expect higher numbers in the weeks to come. But I can assure all Western Australians it is not a cause for panic, but it is a reminder to take Omicron seriously. To stay home when sick, to get tested, to follow the public health measures, and most importantly, to get vaccinated.
And Tasmania is managing three school virus outbreaks after students returned to classrooms this week. The state has reported 552 new cases, down from the previous 24 hours, and no additional deaths. Deputy Public Health Director Julie Graham warns Tasmanians to expect a rise in infections. Meanwhile, South Australia has reported fewer new cases, but two more deaths. The state recorded 1,445 cases on Friday, with 210 in hospital, including 16 in ICU. Premier Stephen Marshall says work is still being done on preparations for state elections, with an announcement on the arrangements to be made next week. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.